Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everyone, welcome to another week of the Rush Hour. Plenty happening in sport. Tom Cleary out for a lengthy stint after surgery to his broken jaw. Australian Jack Miller won the French Open MotoGP last night. Back-to-back wins for Jack Miller. Adelaide United back in the winner's circle. 1-0 winners over Brisbane Roar last night. And the 36ers lost again. They are officially out of the playoffs, Byrne.
I thought they might have already been officially out. Because every time Jars talks about them, they're on the nose, Blue. They're on the nose, the Sixers. Hey, North Melbourne, how good were they on the weekend? Secured their first win. The holding the ball rule is gone. Did not pay any on the weekend. I'm sick of it. That needs to change. It's only been 1 week. The SNFL, they smashed the Waffle by 53 points in the state game. The Crows, I thought they had a crack on the weekend. I wasn't overly disappointed with the way they went. And Nixie, this is what he had to say after the game.
Challenging game. A disappointing game in the end, but a really positive game in that when we had the game in the fight, I thought we at times looked super competitive, but we want to be more than that.
Well, Port Adelaide, they did nothing to shake off the flat track bully tag, did they, on the weekend? When they tested again against a top four side, they capitulated. What a poor start, too. 32-6 or something, or 38-6 at one stage. Very disappointing when challenged, Bloke.
And the other disappointing news, too, is that Nuriupa beat Williston by a point on the weekend. And, of course, who are Williston coached by?
Andrew Jarman.
And he's not here today. Breaking news. He's sooked up. He is not here.
He guaranteed me they'd win too against Nuriupa.
He reckons he's got a little runny nose, so he's not here tonight. But the good news is his replacement today is none other than Amos Gill. G'day, Amos.
Oh, g'day, family. Good to be here on the number one sports radio show. How have we not said family yet? You're ruining the legacy. You started with hello, people. Jars is rolling over. And he's probably in a grave. He's very unwell. He's very, very sick, we've been told. I got a message at 10 a.m. from Matto, the boss. He says, Jars out, real sick. Can you come in? All he said to me was, make sure you say number one sports drive radio show, Burn Bluey family.
We are global, everyone. We are global.
We go right around the world. And what a beautiful city. What a beautiful weather. That's about it.
I'll tell you, this is not the first time that our paths have crossed, Amos. Last time we caught up, we were at the district at Sky City. You were doing a stand-up for us. And I said to the boys, we're a little bit close to Amos doing his bit. Do we want to move away? Because it is a bit salty, some of the content that you do. Nah, we'll be fine. This went to air uncut.
It's been a great day, and you got someone on the line waiting for us?
Yeah, good.
That was actually me having a go at Roo because he was heckling. Roo told me to get off.
Radio. Lots coming up on the show. What we learnt, of course, voicemail every Monday, Byrne. Voicemail. So I don't know how many messages we've got. What else have we got? Weirdest thing. Now, you saw something very weird at the game, didn't you? Port Adelaide game.
I saw something absolutely bizarre. It's all across Instagram. Oh. It's fair to say the Melbourne fans are notorious, and you'd know this, Byrne, about the cheese board. But the Port Adelaide fans have brought themselves severe shame of what they've been doing.
I look forward to hearing that
what
one.
What a big show.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
I didn't know who was going. I was just going to jump straight into it. The first thing I learned was Jars doesn't handle losing well. This has become a real concern because he has lost games previously, but this one he guaranteed, they'd win. So he doesn't handle losing well, and we may not see him again if they lose two in a row next week. Hey, Port Adelaide, confirmed flat track bullies.
Confirmed.
No, this was their test at home, and they've let themselves down again. So, I was a bit defensive when people come out and said that a couple of weeks ago, and they bounced back, but then, no good on the weekend. So until they change that, they're going to keep hearing it. And West Coast copped that a lot as well over there. So, and the hottest ticket in town will be in 2 weeks, Blue, Friday night, the 28th of May. Western Bulldogs, who are currently 8-1, playing the Melbourne Football Club at Marvel Stadium. If you're in Melbourne or you can get over there, get to that game because that will be an absolute cracker. Two unbelievable sides at the moment in great form.
Can't wait for that one. Would have been better if it was at the MCG.
Yeah, would have filled it up.
Who are you, Dimmer?
It's at Marvel.
Dimmer.
I hate coming to this ground.
It's an extra 5 minutes, Dimmer. Jesus.
It's got no soul. Oh, the things I learnt, and I was at the Port Adelaide game, the Western Bulldogs, but the thing, that's the first time I've seen the Western Bulldogs play live for a very long time, but they are the best team that I've seen this year live.
Very
the way
good
their hands are so quick, Burn.
They're in a shoebox. And then they
spread and run and bang. They are very impressive.
Do you think they look better than their flag year?
Oh, back to that.
I think they're in better form at the moment. Mm. They are. Well, they finished seventh in their flag year that they won it, but played some unbelievable finals footy through that final series. So, yes, they are.
Yeah, they are the real deal, that's for sure. Now, this ball tampering incident in South Africa is not going away.
Why is it back?
It's in the headlines again.
Why?
Cameron Bancroft is over playing some cricket over in the UK, and he was asked about it, and he basically inferred that the bowlers knew what was going on. And up until recently, it was only the three knew what was going on.
So he's indicted everyone else.
Basically, he was saying, yeah, he's sort of thrown the bowlers under the bus. And Michael Clark, now he does a bit of radio too in Sydney, and he's basically said, well, the bowlers had to know what was going on.
They would
have
seen it on the ball, wouldn't they?
Well, it was very early after the break. So I think Bancroft got sprung quite early.
Doing it. Yeah.
So whether I don't even know whether he actually got to put the sandpaper on the ball. But
I mean, this has gone on like a royal commission.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So, what do you want, Australia to be kicked out of the competition for a while or something? Why do you keep bringing this up?
It is not going away.
Are you just filthy that you're not still playing? No. He's got bad blood.
Anyway, that's going to be in the headlines for the next week or so. So that's what I've learnt. Amos?
Here's what I've learnt. Picked up the paper over the weekend on page 3, it says that women are a driving force. I opened the question up when we were off air before. Who do you reckon is better at driving, men or women? We got no answers there.
Right.
There's certainly political correctness we can't go to. But let's go to stats instead. The SA traffic fines have come out, and it turns out that men commit 3/5 of all traffic offences. Women, my girlfriend said to me, you always say you're better at driving, but look at that, 3 out of 5. But I had to think about it, and I realised the main reason that is that these women that get pulled over, and I'm throwing my girlfriend under the bus here, always gets out of the fine. Blame. She's been pulled over 5 times this year. Oh, she just giggles a little bit. I didn't see the sign. It's because I saw you driving the other way, and you're such a cute cop. They get out of everything. That's why we need more female police officers, because they throw the book at the female
good
drivers.
Mm. I can confirm my household, my wife Catherine, contributes 100% to our household fines.
You said a reckless abandon.
Well, it's a disgrace.
Yeah, but I can also confirm in your household that you do that as well.
What?
Officer. Your pearly white, stained white teeth.
Here's another thing I learned over the weekend, and it was quite a sad one. Craig McLaughlin's had a rough time, and what I learned is that Craig hasn't smiled in a while.
Look what they've done. When was the last time I just woke up in the morning and smiled?
Jars are saying the same thing this morning.
Is that Craig or Jars?
It was Jars Sunday morning.
No, that was Saturday after the game. He's addressed to the players.
What have you done?
Where am I going to wake up tomorrow and smile?
I'll tell you this, though. That was the worst I've seen Craig McLaughlin on television since the 2005 stand-up appearance he did on the Footy Show. Listen to how this ended.
Oh, come on! off. Righto, I'm coming over there now.
All right, Craig, thanks very much. Craig McLaughlin, good play. I've seen the landing for Mark. We just tried theatre.
Good luck. That was Freddie Borton just rounding him up.
Sacked him. That's not good. That'd be my biggest fear if I was a comedian. Just getting booed off or no one laughing. That's why I'd never do it. Hey, voicemail time, Monday afternoon. Let's get into them.
You have 10 new messages. Andrew Jarman, Lockie from Henley Flowers here, mate. We just wanted to get this card right to my favourite. I think of you often and can't wait till I get home and chat tonight. Just checking if it's Carl with a C or a K. V it, we've got no problems with. Just let us know, we'll deliver that right away, mate. Thank you.
Oh, g'day, boys. It's Tex. Tex. We lost again, but Ellie tried to cheer me up. We were having a smoochy smooch on the couch, and she whispered in my ear, "Do you want to take this into the bedroom?" And I whispered back, "No, I think the couch fits better in the lounge room."
Come on, dude.
G'day, boys. Purple here. Got some mail. The abiding preceding dissension of Port Adelaide juxtaposed to the concise perspective of the Collingwood Football Club, appropriate of the prison bars, will spontaneously fulminate post-haste via Eddie Maguire and David Koch. The two frequent protagonists have outstretched to repudiate both sides' desolated grievances. You can run with that now if you want, boys. Greg Blewett, Andrew from the Australian Golf Board here, mate. We've spoken to other players for reference to Q Younger, and we would love your help in being part of the up-and-coming players of the future. So it's our honour to formally offer you handing out putters and working the bar at Holy Moly in Pulteney Street. Look forward to hearing back from you, Greg.
Oh, Ditz here from Triple M's Ruined Ditz for Breakfast. Look, I'm not being biased. I am a Port supporter, but that's got nothing to do with it. Any team that is down by 25 points at three-quarter time to the Bulldogs at home on a Saturday should be awarded the 4 points. Look, I'm not biased. Bernie, Trev from York Peninsula Council, mate. We've taken a look at your oval and, well, mate, it's a bit run down. It's dying around the edges and, you know, we can see that the back entrance is getting watered way more than it should. So thinking about changing the name of it to the Greg Blewett Oval just seems more fitting. Thanks, mate. Oh, boy, it's Ken. I keep getting told to get the jab for the COVID-19 vaccine, but man, do I need to get shots for the other 18 COVIDs? Well, I didn't have any of them. Well, unless it caused my hip to go.
Yeah, Ben, Mickey from the Stansbury pub. Thanks for setting me up with that vet, Sheila. It didn't go too well, I'm sorry to tell you. We were watching a bull trying to stud a Murray Gray, and I looked over to her and said, "I wouldn't mind doing a bit of that." And she said, "I don't mind, it's your cow." And she walked off.
No. Oh, g'day, Andrew. It's Jason from AFL Max. We'd love you to come down and teach the kids about footy history and give them your story. And we're thinking about calling it AFL Fat. Ah, it's Brayshaw. Bloody got you. You fat.
Hey, boys, there's been a little bit of chat on the weekend about the Friday night game between St Kilda and Geelong, and the siren had just gone. Ex-premiership teammates James Frawley, Isaac Smith and Brad Hill congregated, and we're having just a little chat about who knows what they were talking about, but obviously close mates, premiership teammates, and some supporters didn't like the look of it, boys. Now, I don't have a problem with it, to be honest. The game's done. You can't change the result after the game. No, you probably don't want to make it look like it. You don't care, but the players care. Mm. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm with you, mate. Absolutely. Play hard on the field while the game's going on. Cricket's very much like that. I would be disappointed if cricket teams didn't shake hands, and then if you want to have a chat and a laugh or whatever, whether it's out on the field or in the rooms, I could not give a rat's you know what. So,
but the old guard, right? And I'm a nuffy here, so I'm the non-athlete. There are people who would go, "I'm furious. I've never been one of those fans. I don't really care. I like to get on with things in my life," but they're angry and they I can't even go out tonight, I'm pissed off, and they leave the barbecue, they sit around, they're all quiet for a bit, and they think, well, if I feel like that, how are the players over there laughing? Because I can't even carry on with my day.
Yep.
And I've had to leave my kid's birthday party and I've sooked up entirely. But it's like, when people have that opinion, it's like, mate, you're the one who's got to, like, you need to fix you.
Yeah, exactly.
The players, like you said, you go hard on the ground,
yep.
play hard and fair, and then you're meant to shake hands and you share a job.
Yep.
Of
yep.
course you'd talk about
yep.
it.
Yep. And then move on as quickly
as... Do they
as...
want them to throw fists or something? Yeah. Truly, what do they want?
Well, I tried that and they didn't like me for that either.
No, that's right.
Well, your name came up. Burn, because you had yes. an incident a few years ago, but let's just have a listen to the Fox Footy lads discussing this.
I want to take your mind back before we show this vision to Dermot Brereton talking about Bernie Vince and Patrick Dangerfield in 2018. And if you remember that game after the match, Bernie Vince and Dangerfield, two former teammates, embraced and had a laugh and had a chat. The Demons lost the game. Dermot Brereton said, show respect to the game, show respect to your opponent, get off and socialise somewhere else. So this was three Hawthorn, former Hawthorn teammates after tonight's game at Marvel Stadium, just having a laugh. Frawley, Hill and Isaac Smith. Dermot Brereton was very strong in this a couple of years ago, Dicko.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Chips just pointed down there and had a laugh. He said, did you see me slaughter those two things that went straight back over my head for a goal? I don't mind it.
Fit is, you're always taught and told to shake the opposition's hand. No matter how bad you play, show respect and say congratulations to the opposition. I'm okay with that because it probably happened in my time. I can't recall any particular moments, but this is what they do these days. So I feel like we need to accept it. But there's also a feeling from the general public that players don't care. I can guarantee you, if you are ever thinking that, no one cares and no one hurts more than players. This is their livelihood. This is what they do 6.5 days of the week.
Yeah, couldn't agree with that anymore. The players really hurt, but I think as a coach, you want the players to move on as quick, you know, hurt for whatever it is, half an hour, yeah. whatever, but then try and move on as quickly as possible. I think we've all been in environments where you've lost and then, you know, you're sitting on a bus, you're going somewhere else and, you know, there's no talk, there's nothing, and the mood just lingers.
No point sulking, is there? Like, you got to move on. But I understand supporters not liking it because they wear their heart on their sleeves too, the supporters.
Yeah, but you know what? The athletes can laugh and whatnot. And the supporters can get angry about it. Just don't tweet about it. Mm. Just like a supporter's also got the right to go, oh, you're laughing, mate. You know, it's funny how you kicked the ball.
Yeah.
Get all your frustration out after the game as a fan. Yep. Just don't tweet at them.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Players are allowed to have fun, but also keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I copped it after that incident with Danger. I copped a lot of tweets, a lot of hate, saying I don't care. And also got 2 weeks in that game, so I don't know whether they were that or what. But you said you, Justin Langer.
Yeah.
Did something similar.
It was not long after he took over, and there was a one-dayer in the UK, and the Aussies lost against England, and then they got on the bus, and they were travelling to the next spot. And I think the bus took off, and about an hour into the journey, he was hearing a lot of laughter coming from the back, and he just charged up to the back of the bus. And oh, that's funny, is it, losing to England? That's funny, is it? Pull your heads in.
No.
So very much old school thinking, and I know that sort of upset the players a fair bit. But
yeah,
you know, I want to get a bunch of players out, right? And then we go around for like on Thursday night, 5 p.m., go to a pub. And just go around like KPMG or something or PwC and just go up to accountants who are laughing and go, mate, you stuffed up the spreadsheets again. Couldn't carry the one.
I'm
having a big laugh, hey, mate, hey? Don't you care about KPMG, hey?
Yeah, exactly. And smiling on the way out. Happy to go home. Stay for another hour. See if you're laughing then.
You get paid handsomely to be here and you're running to the elevator. Bit of respect. There's something that made me smile over the weekend. Now, Port Adelaide, obviously pretty poor. They didn't do their best work.
No.
However, there was one Port fan who was Sean. He was snapped at the field on the hill having a snack of his own brought from home, tight ass styles. He brought a box of Weet-Bix and was eating them raw dog.
Weet-Bix?
A raw dog Weet-Bix. If it wasn't enough for his team to choke, he thought, I'll give it a go too with a dry Weet-Bix. Dry Weet-Bix. Just in solidarity with the team, I'll just cough this up.
Not dipping anything. Not dipping it into milk or maybe his beer or...
Not even a West End tea.
How would you... That's like one of those dares or challenges you do, try and eat a dry Weet-Bix. You can't do it.
And he didn't have a family with him that I could see, because we all know dads get a bit tight at the footy. There's a guy who works over on the other side of the building here who looks after the breakfast show, who is notorious to bring hot dogs in a thermos.
Not flag.
Okay.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know him. Brings the hot dog buns, the hot dogs in the thermos, the sauce and mustard. So his poor kids have to have the homemade hot dogs.
Oh, wow. What time?
My dad was a big man who brought, he made us have chip packets at the cinema, the real McCoy chip pack, not even Smith's.
Oh, no.
And then you'd be crinkling and crunching too loud. And I'd always call it the sound of poverty because people would look over you like, you don't have popcorn, mate.
You didn't buy that here.
That's
you brought that yourself.
It made me think as I was there, other than, you know, the tired asses are bringing their own, just strange things you see at the football.
I've seen a few animals released onto the ground.
A few sprung to mind.
Was there one in the footy?
Yeah, there was an elephant on the ground at a North Melbourne game. It was there for the kids, right? And they pulled it on the side. And I've just got the vision up. I'm telling you right now, and there's a kid. Have a look at this, Blue. I know it's not great because we're on radio. But they were giving rides on the sideline while the game was on, and the handler obviously hadn't trained his elephant too well because it took off. But it took off with a kid on the back, Kato. With a kid, he's trying to tap it on the leg. I don't know what tapping on the leg meant, but it looked like to me that meant go faster because this thing just took off. In the end, he's let go of it. The kid's on the back.
Scorching the
turf. He's just run across the ground.
You take that over Claude the Crow, though, one.
Oh, anything over Claude the Crow.
Claude doesn't get going like that.
No. But very, very funny. There's a couple others spring to mind.
There's been a few pigs, hasn't there? There was certainly beefy. So Ian Botham had put on a couple of kilos and someone released the pig with Botham at the Gabba. And there was another pig, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. Tony Lockett.
The SCG. Yeah,
had plugger.
There's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
I love that. That's pig famous commentary.
At full forward.
A pig at full forward.
I mean, anything to get that audio on the air. We've started with wheat bix.
That's right.
With a pig.
And then Greg Chappell was going through a horror run. I reckon he made 6 or 7 ducks in a row.
Oh, that's
and
a
someone
long.
Brought a duck to the ground and released it onto the outfield.
Didn't so they can Melbourne supporters they're renowned for bringing their cheese platters, and when Melbourne weren't going so well, there'd be vision of like people come to the footy, not even facing the footy, just facing each other, having a bloody cheese platter with their champagne. I don't know how you get a cheese knife in. That'd be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Good point.
Pick
good
you up point. At the gate with that. But yeah, very funny.
Ben, you're looking at the phone. What's going on?
Hang on, we've got a caller in here, boys. I'm not real sure how to answer these, but hang on, let me press here. Hello? Who's someone there?
G'day, Burn, Jars.
Oh, Jars. Jars, you're Jars. Right. You okay?
Look, the virus has gone global, Burn. Virus is global and doctors are award-winning. It doesn't look good.
COVID? Are you in hospital? Is that a beeping? Is he in hospital?
Mate, I'm not well. Man, just wipe your forehead again, will you?
Have you tried the cold flannel on your forehead?
I want to apologise for not being well. I'll try and make it in tomorrow, Burbert.
You sure it had nothing to do with the result on the weekend? Because there's a few rumours going around the office here that because you lost to Nuri Upta, who you told us you were going to beat.
I beg your pardon. No, my blood test came back and got my blood work done.
Okay. Get him to check your brain as well, mate.
So much for the bloody colonic. I think that's why I'm absolutely stuffed. And who's this bloke you got filling in for?
Nah, he's on fire.
I'm the patriarch of the family now. There's a new daddy in town for the family.
Elbow Gill, you just bloody watch yourself, son. I'll get you tomorrow with James Patterson.
Full head of hair over here, don't you?
It's actually funny, too.
Nice complexion, too, Amos.
Yeah.
He start.
Get a win at Williston, your dog.
Had enough. I'm out, Bert. I'm bloody gold, Bert.
No, stay there, Jars. They're looking after you. They get looked after in there when you're sick. Don't pull the cords out.
You've got to come back to the family.
Leave that drip in.
I tell you what, if they took you to the Adelaide Hospital, the new one there, you know, they're having all these issues with the ramping. I'm surprised you haven't slanted back down the... Just, the wheels are in motion and you've ended up at the casino.
I'm not laughing, Jars. Oh,
Maz, I'm not well. Maz, they're paying me out. Maz, no, Maz. Maz! Quick, get me my highlight tapes.
Someone get Calvin.
See you, Jars. Would have been nice to have a show just without Jars at all, wouldn't it?
We've got to touch him, make sure he's not.
Well, hope he's all right.
Is he still with us?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Fantastic.
And Jars gets right around these. He says he loves them, but then he sort of forgets.
Yeah, no, he jumps on and off, I reckon.
Yeah,
Jars.
I'm worried about this fact because I've seen how the sausage was made, and you were trying to speak about the. Well, look, you do the fact, and I'll tell everyone how you came to it.
I don't like the truth being told around here. It's all theatre. Hey, May 17th today, the 137th day of the year, Blue.
Yes.
It's a Monday, so I can say that.
Yes, you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, but that's it for the week.
Actually, I was fine with it. It was Emma G.
Yeah, and you know what? Emma G got a right whack. She's not on it anymore.
You did.
Hey, you got rid of it. On this day in 1990, the World Health Organization deleted homosexuality from its list of mental health diseases. Can you believe they had that on their mental health diseases? And exactly 14 years later, we had marriages of same sexes. So, I mean, that's a bit disgraceful that was
1990.
Even in. 1990, and then 2004, same sex
progress
marriages
has come
were
real quick.
Right.
When Bern looked that up, he said, you know, you guys know what The Who is? And I'm like, what, the band? And he's like, no, I think I'm talking about Who Weekly magazine.
That is exactly how we got there, and I went from...
I didn't know if the Who were homophobic. I mean...
That would have been a bit awkward if I was like, yeah, the magazine or the band were... the band. This band had some pull. Anyway, and on this day in 1956... the legend boxer Sugar Ray Leonard passed away. You know Sugar Ray Leonard, yeah? Why are you looking at me like I've just...
Hang on, what year?
1956. No, that's true.
We're just going to fact check that.
Fact check it. Oh, no, sorry, he's born.
I was going to say! What are you talking about? What are you doing?
Oh, Jars is away.
Yeah, I know, I've gone rogue.
1956.
Yeah, 1956.
Hold on. When did he actually die?
He's alive.
Did he die on the same day?
He's not dead. He's still alive. Sugar Ray Leonard is well and truly alive.
Nah, he is. He is. No, I should have probably thought about that.
40 fights, 36 wins. Ready? Died in 57.
He had a lot of fights at preschool.
I'll tell you what's tough. He died in 1957, but he also won the 1976 Montreal Olympic Games gold medal. So.
He'd come back as someone else. Hey, now, this is a fact that you'll be able to tell all your friends about. Now, listen to this. Do you guys... Well, I'm going to ask you guys. You can come up with it.
Right.
What is one muscle in the body that's only attached from one end?
The tongue.
The only one. Not a bad guess. Blue?
Geez, I'd love a little bit more time.
Well, I gave you a fair bit of time. I said someone died and got born later.
What's the muscle in there? Is it a muscle of the old fella? What is that?
Nah, that's the love muscle, but that's a... No, that's not... That doesn't count, that one.
I pulled that in the weekend.
187 times.
Are you going to be long, Blue, or we've sort of got to wrap things up in
well,
a minute?
I don't know, finger.
That's a very good guess.
That's not right.
That's not right. Amos Gill got it right. That's a
tongue.
Now that is a first because Jars, he would have come back with a body part that's not even on your body.
Your teeth.
Your toenail.
You've been in for one show and you nailed it. Right, Jars has not got one of those
you're
right.
You're one from one.
But I'm going to need to get hit in the head a few times by Sugar Ray Leonard's ghost. So I can get the brain malfunction of the jar.
You know what? Because on my all the research I do, I have a list next to each other, and I just may have got that list a little bit mixed up. It is a Monday.
That's it. Amos, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
Jars is crook. We'd love to have you back, mate. You've been awesome.
I'll give a quick plug here.
Go for it.
Jim Jefferies are coming to town. An extra show has been added in Adelaide. So if you missed out on buying tickets on the day, there are some tickets floating around to see Jim Jefferies. He's coming over from the States. Don't miss that show.
Nice.
All right.
When is it?
It's on July
In July.
It's in July.
Are you having a crack at my facts?
That's
you
a big
stink. You don't even know when the show is. Get him down.
5th of July.
There is, you go. Is he died? Is he born? Is
no.
He, is there even a show?
He's coming.
5th of July. July, Jim Jefferies and Amos Gill live in Adelaide. Tickets are on sale right now.
Sugar Ray Leonard.